This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday, April 9th edition of Byers & Company. This hour, City Hall insider, former mayor of Decatur, publisher of the Decatur Tribune, Paul Osborne. Plus, we'll check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and Dayetta Jones from Ameren will be with us to see when all that power will be back next.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are here live on a Thursday. Looks a little calm out there right now. I know we got some wind coming in today, which it just seems like we can't... Well, we did get a couple of nice days, right? And then nature said, yeah, we're going to punish you for that. Bad storms. 150 poles down across Macon, Champaign, and Logan County hit the hardest. We'll have an update from Ameren a little bit later in the program. Former Mayor Paul Osborne, publisher of the Tribune, joins us with the City Hall Insider. Paul, you know as your time as mayor, you know as all your years in the media, the last thing we need on top of all this pandemic is really bad weather.
Yeah, and that's certainly a concern. As you mentioned, you look out the window right now, and it seems like a normal day, sunshine on the buildings and sunshine in the yards and everything, but that's what makes it somewhat surreal at times. It's like everything seems okay looking outward, but it's not okay, and I think that's what we have to be aware of and grow stronger in our knowledge of it, get the right information, find out what we need to do to stay safe and keep others safe.
I worry that we live in a culture right now, and I'm not talking about anybody specifically, but just in general, that there's not as much communication that goes on the way it would have during our last ice storm or during tornadoes or back in the 70s or 80s, that bureaucracies sort of go, well, we have a Facebook page, and that's kind of what passes for sharing information.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate. I think you need to go to trusted, legitimate sources who really get the information in a real sense of the word, because they dig it out, and that's who the major players go to give their information. You get on Facebook, you'll read and see all different kinds of stories, and it's even more confusing and frightening. So stick with the trusted sources for your information.
Yeah, and I got a little taste last night personally. I'm not complaining. It just made me really aware of how dependent we are on that. I mean, we were 7.5 hours without the ability to send an email or to open a web browser or to open Facebook. I don't know if a cell tower was down. Certainly we were without power, but we were unable to access any of that.
Yeah, and in the society we live in today and what we're used to and the way we communicate, that's scary. That's kind of frightening. I mean, it takes you out of your element, you know, what you're comfortable in and how you communicate and receive communication. So it's kind of like you're put on an island for a while. You know, I think that's really why it's more important than ever, as you mentioned earlier, to get the right information, to make sure that what we're reacting to is the right information. And if there are times that we can't get that, don't jump to conclusions in the wrong way. Work through it and still stick with a game plan. You want to hear the right information.
Absolutely. And I think as community leaders, I think everybody's got to sort of put their head together and figure out and make sure that we're all communicating at that level. Because last night, I'm not predicting the grid is going to go down, but it does show you how fragile everything is right now.
Yeah, it is. And it doesn't take much to tip it, to another direction that we don't even expect. I think, this time of year, we kind of expect storms and that kind of thing, but it's not something that we usually equate with what we're going through now. It's like, hey, we have enough to handle now. And when that happens, it adds to the burden of getting information out and dealing with the crisis we're now in. So, again, I think it's important to keep our heads and stay strong and stay properly informed.
No doubt. And sometimes that's tough. I was reading your column today talking about, the sad news of our first loss as far as deaths are concerned to COVID-19. the mayor had to circumvent the health department to make this announcement about Fairhaven's, but it was the right call. People need to know information, and I'm not quite sure why that whole argument or debate happened, but those hot spots, Paul, from what I understand and from what I know from the experts in this community, if 20% of our Macon County jail, meaning prisoners and or staff, were to get fall to this, that alone would clog up our two hospitals.
Yeah, and that's it's even more important that that we get accurate information and we get it as quickly as possible. And because it's a very, very touchy situation right now, that about anything that we do wrong can trigger something that we don't want to see here. And I think overall, you know, we've done a good job of informing people. There's been a few hiccups here and one the other day, but this is all new for all these entities involved, you know, and when a hiccup happens, we need to correct that, learn from it, and move ahead together. But all agencies have to work together and stay together in order to get that accurate information out in a timely manner.
Yeah, and leadership matters. And sometimes when the light is this bright, you know, people will stand and be leaders. Sometimes people fall and aren't capable of it. And it's never more evident than when you're going through something like this and everything is magnified. Now, I got to tell you, the importance of stay at home. I know Chief Getz sent out a memo or a press release yesterday basically saying, look, we don't want to be the bad guys. We don't want to have to enforce this. We're telling you to do the right thing, do the right thing. Yet they continue to struggle. I read from the CDC reports a man in Chicago who unwittingly, he didn't think he was sick, but one guy, shared a 3-hour takeout meal, went to a potluck dinner the next day, and a birthday party the day after that. This one person, who they now refer to as a super spreader, infected 16 people and 3 people died.
That's just a perfect example of why it's not only about you. I mean, people, you know, worry about protecting themselves. It's about protecting other people. And if you won't do this for yourself, do it for other people. Family members, loved ones, people that you know, people that live here. And then you wonder beyond the 16 people that were infected, you know, how many more maybe they infected as a result of
that. That's exactly right. Yeah, it goes on and on and on. The math just starts to double and double and double, and then you're talking about tons of people. No one wants to be that guy, and it wasn't his fault. It's just this is why we have to stay at home right now.
Yeah, and I think it's important, and I think I see more and more compliance with that. As this is not a 1 or 2 day event. You know, this is not an ice storm. This is not something that we've experienced in the past. For the organizations involved in this, for the leadership of this community, for this community, we've never had an experience like this. We've never had a foe like this, and we have to stand together on this. And you may not think you're important, you know, where you live, but you are. You're a key, just the same as every other citizen here. You know, obey the rules, protect yourself, but even more importantly, protect others by following the rules.
No doubt. I'm also confused at everybody's need for camera time right now. I don't know. I didn't even know they were doing this until Lindsay pointed it out to me. A number of times a week, the health department and the city manager are shooting a video that they're putting on the City of Decatur's website that has like no views. Why does everybody want to be in the media?
I don't know. And maybe that's the nature of the beast that we have. It's always kind of been there, but really emerges in a time like this. I think you also realize, and I do, that all boards, all organizations, so many departments have their own protocol, normal protocol, and sometimes they try to abide by that, like they're the ones that should be doing this, and that's not the case now.
No, but they're talking about important stuff, Paul, like city buses, but they're not giving that to the media to tell the masses. They're doing it on a YouTube video that a couple of dozen people are watching.
Yeah, and you've got to reach as many people as possible. I mean, this is not a ratings game, or it's not auditioning for something. It's like you need to get the message out, and when you get the message out, you get it out to everybody, and particularly the media. And overall, the media, that's where people look for the information, and they expect the media to have it. And if they don't have it and it's somewhere else with 10 people watching it, the message is lost.
I guess I'm a little confused. A, that they have the time to do this. I mean, they, in a fraction of this time, they could literally write a press release and get it out to the masses.
Yeah, and I think you know, I'm a print newspaper person. We do have an online edition, but I think right now the broadcast media, such as yourself, and certainly the digital media from newspapers, I think those are really two key areas. I mean, this story changes by the hour, almost by the minute, and it's impossible to keep up in many ways and have that information flow. So we need all the information as soon as we can get it, and I certainly think you know, pat you on the back and WSOI and all the media. We want people to know what's going on so they can take appropriate action. We don't want people to feel like, yeah, well, I can do more. I haven't heard too much about this anymore. We need to stay on top of this to beat it.
And by the way, I'm not complaining. I mean, you know, share it with everyone. It's not just about us. I'm just saying, you know, our Facebook page over the last 30 days has had like 1.3 million impressions. And why you would spend staff time producing, well, whatever, you know, something that's reaching just a few people, it just doesn't seem to make any sense to me.
Yeah, well, I notice also our online edition, which isn't our major product, the number of people hitting it in just a couple of days went up tenfold. So even what we post on our online edition, people are searching, trying to find what's happening and what they need to do. And I think the majority of people here are certainly trying to follow those rules. But as you indicated, it doesn't take but one person to spoil this, and I don't think anybody wants to be that one person. So they should follow the advice, they should follow the rules and keep everybody safe and not be responsible not only for infecting themselves, but for infecting other people. And that's just be a horrible thing to live with.
All right, one last one. The Decatur celebration, in my opinion, made the only move they could make this week.
Yeah, there wasn't. I mean, it wasn't a surprise. It was the right choice to make. I think trying to find the scope of what's happening here has been impossible. You don't know how far-reaching this is going to be, and you really don't know how long this is going to last. So you have to make that decision, particularly the celebration, early. And I have no doubt, you know, that's a major event that's been very refreshing to have, especially this year. But that's the right call. And with all the people that would attend that, we have to be sure that the conditions are safe for these things to happen again. And that's just part of the fabric of our community. Well, we'll get back to that, but let's get through this first.
Yeah, and out asking for donations right now, when those donations are going to be better served, helping people on the front lines and people that need the help. I mean, it was the responsible thing to do on that regard as well.
Yeah, there's really one story. There's one story in this community. There are a lot of others that are kind of in the wings waiting, but that one story is how this virus is affecting our community and how we get through it. And that's where our attention should be, and that's what our life should be about now, getting through this and helping each other get to, through this. And all the entities involved in this and team playing this, they have to work together. They have to have that bond because we're stronger together. And we start falling apart, we got big problems.
Paul, you're the best. How you doing? Are you holding up okay? I know probably publishing the paper is a much different animal than it normally is.
Yeah, it's like starting all over again 50 years ago. So it's just me, pretty much. So, yeah, we'll get through it. I guess I feel stronger. I feel stronger because I see this community getting stronger, and I certainly appreciate the leadership. I certainly appreciate the mayor and everything that she's been doing. But we have some really solid, great leaders in this community. And they're being tested right now. And so far, and I think through this whole ordeal, they'll meet that test and show us what Decatur is really all about.
All right, Paul, be safe. We'll talk to you next week. We appreciate it. The City Hall Insider, former mayor of Decatur, twice elected by the folks in this community to be mayor, Paul Osborne. Do you get what I'm saying? Well, go ahead and get that, and we'll take a break here. But we've got to use the resources in a smart way. We have, I think, produced 230 original content pieces since all of this started on NowDecatur.com. Why are they doing these videos in the council chamber? I mean, this has 331 views. Why take the resources, the time, Why is Brandi Binkley going down to the city council chambers and the city manager? If you want people to know about buses, get it out to the media.
So they're not even making it and sending it to the media?
No, they're just putting it on their website or their social media, which no one follows. I'm not criticizing. I mean, I think they're trying to do their part. It's just your part is making sure the streets are running. You know, let us, and when I say us, I mean everyone, do that part of this, getting the word out to people.
Right.
I mean, it would take a fraction of the time it takes to do this just to write a press release and let everybody do a story about it.
That would do it. That's what
I just don't know why everybody wants to be on camera. Is this the other side of the whole Kardashian thing? I mean, is like now bureaucrats want to be like YouTube stars?
I mean, it's why do we have any idea who Kato Kaelin is?
The production's terrible. I would rather have these people doing what they do than wasting hours putting together stuff like this that no one is seeing. 331 views. That's not worth the time to everybody drive there to do it.
No. I mean, and if you have to do it and it needs to be in your voice, distribute it. Use the distribution method, you know, of the people that have the audience.
I'm literally looking at the YouTube channel, and I get the sound down. I don't even know what they're talking about. It's a guy, like, literally with the seal of Decatur and two flags. I don't even know who he is. And he's just reading. And it has one like, 391 views, and that was since March 27th. What are you doing?
Yeah. I mean,
get power back on. You know, make sure garbage people are safe. Worry about having drop-offs for PPE and masks. I mean, this isn't what you do. And it's the same thing with the sheriff's department. We had the sheriff on the other day, and I'm incredibly disappointed. How are you getting the information out there? Well, we're using our social media. No, you're not. There's days to go between you sharing anything. Having a Facebook page does not mean you're getting the information out to the people.
That's true. I mean, that's just an accurate statement.
The communication game is just, it's struggling in some areas. Now, the mayor, all over it.
She's everywhere.
All over it. And understands it because of her background and her experience. I don't know about some of these folks. I really don't. Everybody's got to step up their game right now. And that doesn't mean you got to be a YouTube star. If you can qualify 391 views in 10 days as a star.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.